Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiya, welcome along to another bite-sized episode of the High Performance Podcast. All I'm asking is for you to give us 5 or 6 minutes of your day, listen to one of the guests who's already joined us over the past few series, and just all of us remind ourselves of some of the brilliant, helpful, inspiring stuff that we've heard. And if you like what you hear, feel free to go right back to the beginning and listen again. A quick reminder, we have a high performance book coming out at the end of 2021. All you need to do is go to the description for this podcast and click the link to pre-order the book right now. You can also become a member of our High Performance Circle, which gives you exclusive access to loads of brilliant stuff from the podcast. And it's free. Just go to thehighperformancepodcast.com. Pop your email address in and you will get an invite to the High Performance Circle. Thanks so much to Lotus Cars. At the very beginning, we reached out to Lotus. We explained what we were hoping to do with the High Performance Podcast. And of all the people we spoke to, they were the ones that got it. They understood it. They wanted to support it. And it's been so brilliant for them to be on this journey with us for the past 18 months. We can't thank them enough, because without them, we wouldn't have been able to start doing this. So thank you very much, Lotus Cars. You can find them at Lotus Cars across social media. Right, let's crack on with today's bite-sized episode from the High Performance Podcast.
I might give you a great headline out of this podcast if one of the papers nick this, but because I do throw a lot of things off Christine, and it's that she's not like picking what fullback we're going to play the weekend, but at the same time, if I have certain issues which are lifey issues or and actually football issues sometimes, I can definitely go home. I'm fortunate to have that, because I think she's very work orientated. I love the fact that I have somebody there that gets work in environments, and I love to bounce, because it's a different view.
Yeah,
it's great sometimes. I go, Christine, what do you think about this problem? Yeah. I've got a player here, and you know, he didn't turn up for training yesterday, but you still probably need him at the weekend. What do you think? And she might go, yeah, but has he got a girlfriend, wife? A problem, have you spoken to them? Maybe you should speak to them. And I'm like, yeah, you know, like, so She's not my like life coach as such, but I'm very fortunate to have someone to bounce things off at home.
You know, I think, Damien, before I started working with you and doing these interviews, I kind of assumed that unless you worked in sport, it had to come from within. And I think the conversations that we've had with people who are not currently professional sports people, including people like Frank, who used to be professional sports people, is that the coaching that we can all have can come from anywhere, and it's something that we should all be looking for.
Yeah, definitely. I think if we accept that coaching can improve us, the question that it then poses us is, how coachable are you? So like Frank explaining there, that he's speaking to his wife and being open to a different opinion is powerful. You hear of great business leaders like Richard Branson carrying notepads around with him when he used to travel on his trains and asking customers, what could we improve? What could we do better? Is a coachable mindset. We've heard it from Susie Marr. We've heard it from Michelle Moan when she spoke about going out to America to reinvent herself on the back of a crisis. I think opening yourself up to be coachable gives you the chance to then start looking for opportunities for improvement.
So how do you open yourself up to be coachable?
Well, first of all, it's about seeking it from the right people. So first of all, listening to the right people. So not necessarily doing it on social media and having people that don't necessarily understand your ambition or your goal. So recruiting the right people and then asking for advice and actually just listening. I think being comfortable with the discomfort of somebody else's views is really important. There was a study done years ago with the best doctors versus the worst doctors in America. And what they found is the best doctors weren't giving better advice out. They just gave more time to listen. The appointment times were longer. So when people were facing some uncomfortable news, the doctors were just prepared to be comfortable with the discomfort at that moment. And I think it's that phrase that is at the heart of being coachable, that you're prepared to be comfortable with the discomfort of somebody telling you what you could do better or somebody giving you advice on where you can improve.
And I think one of the other things that we should think about when looking for a coach is cognitive diversity. I think it's so easy, isn't it? Particularly in this world where we exist in echo chambers because we're surrounded by our family who will often agree with us or tell us what we want to hear. We'll tend to pick the friends that agree with us and we like. We'll tend to follow the accounts on social media that also aligned with our own thinking already. And suddenly we lose cognitive diversity. We lose a difference of opinion. And I think the way the world is now, we're also, different opinions get shouted down so quickly, we don't spend the time to stop and think, hold on, is there a value in what that person is saying, even if I don't agree with them? You know, one of the things I often get on these podcasts, Damien, is I get people sending messages and saying, oh, on this week's episode, I really didn't agree with this guest. And I always make time to reply to those ones because I always say to them, hey, that is brilliant. You don't have to agree with everything you hear on the High Performance Podcast. Just because you don't agree with something doesn't mean it isn't good for you to hear that.
Definitely. I think it reminds me of a conversation many years ago I had with a head coach of a sports gym I was doing some work with. And he described one of his players to me as a dickhead. And my response was, is he a dickhead or is he just a dickhead for you? Which then forced him to say, I don't actually know. So my point was, does he behave in that unpleasant way around everybody or is he just behaving in an unpleasant way to you? And when we started to look at it and he explored that challenge, he realised that it was his own relationship with him that was causing this dysfunctional behaviours. It wasn't that this guy that he'd labelled was like that everywhere. The reason I mention that is I think that's applicable for this, that you don't have to sit. We're not advocating that there is only one way of high performance. We're interviewing a wide range of people that have found their own way. And if there's bits of it you can take away and use, brilliant. If there's bits you disagree with, that's also brilliant because it's finding out what doesn't work as much as what does work for you is where we discover our own unique path.
Growth lies in many places, doesn't it? Damien, what a way to end. Thank you so much, mate.
Loved it. Thanks, Jake.
Thanks very much to Lotus Cars, our founding partner on the High Performance Podcast. Go to lotuscars.com. There's always big news from Lotus and you can find out what their plans are for the rest of this year and going forwards as well. Thanks to you for getting involved in everything we're doing on the High Performance Podcast. I would suggest right now is a good time to go back, listen from the very beginning, because you might think, well, I've already heard all these episodes. Trust me, I've listened, I think, to most episodes two or three times. You pick up stuff every single time that you can't believe you missed on the first time round. So feel free to go back and listen to pretty much everything that we've done so far and just seeing whether it changes your mind on certain people or certain situations. Thanks very much to the whole team, to Will, to Finn Ryan from Rethink Audio, to Hannah, to Damien, but most of all, thanks to you. Thanks for subscribing on our YouTube channel. Thanks for following us on Instagram. Thanks for signing up to the High Performance Circle at thehighperformancepodcast.com. Thanks for just talking about this pod on your social media channels. It's changed the dial for us completely and we are forever grateful. Thanks very much for getting involved and we'll see you again soon.